Greetings, everyone. This is Jeff Fasano, and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. Here is another wonderful message from Archangel Michael.
Yeah, moving into new parameters of your life in your third dimensional realm, with that opening up doorways in your life, walking through doorways of your life, bringing the old to an end where that is concerned, moving through shadow aspects of your life where that is concerned, receiving the revelations where that is concerned. Many of you are now realizing that the light is now shining and cascading down upon you where that is concerned. Many of you now are realizing your full potential where that is concerned, or having a glimpse of your full potential where that is concerned, having a glimpse of what your full potential and your earthly plane in this existence, in your divine plan, in the earthly plane, where that is concerned. And many of you are now moving through shifts and changes, great shifts and changes, where that is concerned. In many ways, dear ones, it is as if for you, in some cases where that is concerned, that the light bulb has now gone on above your head where that is concerned. And you have now realized why you have come here, why you are here where that is concerned. And you are now beginning to transition and move into that phase of developing aspects of yourself, aspects of the new life where that is concerned, releasing the old. In many ways, dear one, you are now beginning to surrender. And what we have come to speak to you about now, dear ones, is surrendering. Surrendering to where you are in this lifetime, where you are moving to in this lifetime, and where you are still fighting and resisting what is transpiring in your life where that is concerned. Looking at life where that is concerned, looking at where you think you should be, what you think should be happening, all in relationship to the third dimensional paradigm where that is concerned, as opposed to the divine soul plan paradigm where that is concerned, which is the plan where that is concerned. In relationship. So in many ways, dear ones, it's about moving from the continuation of moving from the outer to the inner where that is concerned. But the inner is your soul's divine plan where that is concerned. And many get caught up in the third dimensional paradigm of what you think you should be doing and why you think you should be doing based upon the third dimensional rules and regulations. Note, dear one, we said the rules and regulations of the third dimensional realm where that is concerned, about what it's supposed to be, what you should be doing where that is concerned, as opposed to, dear ones, moving into the soul's divine plan, your soul's divine plan where that is concerned, and living in through the parameters of that where that is concerned, which is based upon your passion, your mission, and your purpose in this lifetime where that is concerned. So for many, dear ones, as you surrender into what is in your life and realize your old attachments to the third dimensional realm outside of the old belief systems of the third dimensional realm outside of the old conditioning where that is concerned in the third dimensional realm, you are now realizing that the meaning, value, and purpose of why you are here is shifting and changing as you move into the divine soul plan paradigm where that is concerned, which is completely different than the third dimensional paradigm where that is concerned, because in the third dimensional paradigm, it is about struggling to survive life, perhaps, or creating a life that is well beyond what you think it may be or where that is concerned, but is a life of validation and gratification where that is concerned, where you're looking outside of yourself for validation and gratification where that is concerned. Because, dear ones, if in fact you are on the pathway of self-mastery, if you are moving within to the depth and breadth of your heart, say, shifting your perspective from outside of yourself to the inner aspects of yourself to self-mastery where that is concerned, that is the pathway to connecting fully to your soul's divine plan where that is concerned, and the destiny of yourself in this lifetime, which is about world service where that is concerned, how you are servicing those outside of yourself, and how you are contributing to your third dimensional realm outside of yourself, how you are assisting, guiding, and supporting others where that is concerned. And most important, dear ones, connecting to the passion within yourself, the shining bright light inside of yourself that brings you joy where that is concerned. So when you look outside of yourself at the old third dimensional paradigm, dear ones, the question we have for you, does that bring you joy? What brings you the greatest amount of joy where that is concerned? Or are you trying to keep up with what is transpiring in the third dimensional realm? Is your level of importance of what is transpiring in the third dimensional realm? Or is your level of importance of connecting fully with your soul's divine planning and living your purpose and mission in this lifetime through your passion that brings you the greatest amount of joy? Because, dear ones, if in fact you have chosen to walk this pathway in your third dimensional lifetime as a way shower and a light worker, which most of you have, it is about, dear ones, utilizing your talents and gifts to be the expression of you out into the world, and to support, guide, and other assist others to raise their level of resonance and vibration. And the only way, dear ones, that can be accomplished is through joy. So it is about connecting to, dear ones, the depth and breadth of your heart space, releasing the levels and layers of wounding from around your heart space, and simply asking yourself the question, what brings me the greatest amount of joy? So if in fact, dear ones, you are toiling in your third dimensional lifetime right now, life may seem a drudgery where that is concerned. Is that joy? Is that joy, dear ones? What brings you the greatest amount of joy, dear ones? Are you still struggling to survive life? Are you in relationships that lower your resonance and vibration? Do your relationships support your highest good? What is your highest good, dear ones? Each and every one of you are moving through a transition period of fully seeing that bright light that will allow you to simply surrender to your soul's divine plan and allow yourself to be as you are in the world, knowing, dear ones, that you are loved for who you are, because many of you are seeking that love. Many of you are chasing that love. Many of you are chasing after that love to bring me that love. It is now time, dear ones, to see where you are moving outside of yourself and living outside of yourself, living outside of yourself and looking at the third dimensional realm, the conditioning in the mental body of what you are supposed to be doing in the third dimensional realm, what you should be doing in the third dimensional realm, quite possibly attaining great wealth for whatever reason that may be, to looking outside of yourself, dear ones, to become something that you should be so you will be loved. So you will be loved. Dear ones, we have said this many times before, you are loved for who you are. And the question we have for you is, do you know who you are? Do you fully love, honor, and value yourself so you can now begin to make conscious choices for your highest good that will allow you to flourish, bring your talents and gifts to the world, and fully express the depth and the breadth of the beingness of you?